The entire what?
The entire media interface.
The whole media ecosystem.
How you get your news.
Well, yeah, and what our role as citizens in the public are.
Exactly. And what is the bleeding over between being a citizen and then being a journalist, since pretty much anyone can cover anything and have a point of view and have that point of view be heard.
Well, and you have to have the point of view, you know.
This
whole myth from journalism that it's possible to take a view from nowhere, that you can that objectivity exists, it's been debunked.
Objectivity also doesn't sell as well. it just simply doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, somebody who's snarky, who's got a point of view or a perspective that you identify with, you're going to be the audience for that particular person. And everybody's going to have their own little clash, their own little salon of people who want to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But that's what I'm playing with now with a partner, is to unify these very hyperlocal voices.
Right.
You know, you said then you create a salon, but you created a little broader. So... Yeah, how do you create a public, a local San Francisco public that includes queer, which includes kinky, which includes Burning Man, where
right.
we can all talk from our lived experience
right.
without arguing the whole time about trying to come to an objective consensus?
It's actually,
there is no consensus.
It's actually interesting that you should say the words create a public, because one of the things that I wrote a long, long time ago was I looked in the OED, which is like my little source for everything. The word public did not exist until the word publish did.
Oh, totally. But you know what's more than that is this is a big thing in social science now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you that.
Yeah.
But it's because of Habermas. Because you know that book. But the interesting thing is that the Jeff Jarvis, who is this new media journalism, he's onto it too. So people in Google land are understanding that the public is what they are recreating and what they need to be able to support. I mean, they're far thinkers there.
Yeah.
They're engineering our utopian future, I hope. But we have to take the tools and make it public. They're giving us the tools.
Yeah, they are. They are. And it just takes a little bit of insight and a lot of chutzpah.
Chutzpah?
To do it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to us. What's your name?
I'm Dina.
Hey, Dina. And, yeah, we're at the Masturbate-a-thon and... You know, it's pretty interesting. It is a public that's being created here.